This is the radio voice of the Church of the Nazarene, shared transcribed by thousands from coast to coast and by shortwave around the world. When Christ leads, we have the assurance that the best things are always ahead.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Nor pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling, traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. The Lord has been so good to me. I feel like traveling on. Until that blessed home I see, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling, traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
The inspired word of God makes the following declaration in the 19th Psalm. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and the words to the end of the world.
Out in the highways and byways of life, sunshine where darkness is bright, making the sorrowing glad.
Make me a blessing,
make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine.
Jesus.
Dr. Russell V. DeLong's challenging title today is Expanding Horizons. Dr. DeLong.
One of the great exhortations of the prophet Isaiah is recorded in the 54th chapter of his book. Listen to this challenge. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth in the right hand, and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. This scripture is not only a colossal divine inspiration, but it also has great historical significance because it served as the text for William Carey's world-changing sermon. On May 31, 1792, which by some historians is called the birthday of modern missions, Carey challenged the Christian world with his two great classic declarations, expect great things from God and attempt great things for God. He offered himself as a missionary and was supported by a group who formed the Baptist Missionary Society. His parting word to them was, yonder in India is a gold mine. I will descend and dig, but you must hold the ropes. He arrived in Calcutta in 1793 and became the father of modern Christian missions. In his stirring sermon, Carey likened the church to some poor, desolate widow who lived alone in a small tent and was told to expect such an increase in her family as would require a much larger dwelling, and this because her maker was her husband, whose name was not only the Lord of hosts and the Holy One of Israel, but the God of the whole earth. It was the custom in Isaiah's age to live in tents. As families increased, it became necessary to enlarge the tent, make the cords longer, and secure the stakes deeper. So Isaiah cried out to Israel, and later re-echoed by Carey to the church, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. In Carey's day, the church was too exclusive and too contracted. The tent must be enlarged to encompass the whole earth. Cords must be so lengthened as to reach to India and China and Japan and Africa and the Isles of the Sea. Missionaries must go and drive heavy stakes and secure and consolidate the Christian message until the entire globe was encircled. Carey himself took one long cord to India and for 41 years drove stakes that neither wicked devils nor evil men can pull up. Judson and Martin and Duff assisted. Moffat and Livingston carried cords to Africa. Morrison and J. Hudson Taylor to China, plus thousands of others to hundreds of places. Today the tent of Christian influence stretches out like a fan with thousands of cords fastened securely to sturdy stakes. The past century and a half has witnessed more missionary activity than any period since the first apostolic century. But today we face a new call and a fresh challenge. Because of modern inventions, our planet has shrunken in size. Our various media for communication permit us to talk to anybody, anywhere, at any time. In 1776, it took weeks and months to get messages from all parts of our small nation. To cross the ocean was hazardous and time-consuming. But today, we eat a late breakfast in New York, lunch in Chicago, and an early dinner in Los Angeles. Or if we flew east instead of west, eat a late dinner in London. Telephone and radio mean instant connections thousands of miles away. Every man in the world is now our neighbor. And he could be more than a neighbor, he could be an enemy. So as our physical horizon become contracted and smaller, our spiritual and moral horizon become expanded. More people, more problems, more demands, more needs fill our horizons. Faraway places are now near. Remote peoples are now close. Various races, long strangers, are now next door. Isolation, segregation, and sophistication only breed enemies who are at our doors. We must expand our horizons socially, racially, politically, economically, and religiously. Our skyline must include, not exclude. We must love, not hate. We should serve, not master. We must be helpful builders, not selfish exploiters. In brief, it sums up to this. We must be Christian in thought, Christian in word, and Christian in deed. Love begets love. Kindness begets kindness. Understanding begets understanding. But never forget, hate begets hate. Selfishness begets selfishness. War begets war. This century has witnessed two world wars. Neither was necessary, and neither produced a peaceful globe. Why? Because the principles of Jesus were not followed. Why don't we learn? Why don't we try Christ? Why don't we initiate a new crusade, a new movement, a new approach? With Isaiah and William Carey, why don't we cry out anew and afresh, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes. Peoples of all nations, of all races, of all colors, of all stations are easy to be reached. We are one world, one human family, all possessing the same basic desires. But the primary need is spiritual. Its only satisfaction is Christ. If millions of his professed followers would humble themselves and repent and then carry his gospel to the world, ruin could be averted. Our only hope is Christ. In reality, it is salvation through Christ, our annihilation through Antichrist. It is time to send long cords of love to every nation, tribe, and race. It is time to drive spikes of understanding, love, and generosity in every land. We must expand our spiritual horizons to include all of God's children by creation and make them all his sons by redemption through Jesus, the Savior of the world. Jesus himself said, look into the fields, white unto harvest. So let's make our cords longer. Let's drive our stakes deeper. Let's push out and expand our horizons. May we pray. O God, remove the scales from our eyes until we can see farther. Clarify our minds so that we can understand clearer. Purify our hearts so we can love sincerely. Activate our wills so that we can go quicker. And this we know, if we see and understand and love and go, thou wilt walk with us to the very rim of our expanding horizons. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Master, let me walk with thee in lowly paths of service free. Tell me thy secret. Help me bear the strain of toil, the thread of care. Help me the slow of heart to move by some clear
If you would receive inspiration by further meditation on this message, a complimentary copy is available. Send a request to Showers of Blessing and care of this station. Another inspiring program will be presented again next week at this hour. Invite a friend to tune in with you, same time, same station, when the Church of the Nazarene with international headquarters in Kansas City, Missouri, again presents transcribed Showers of Blessing.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing.